The plumber drove his van way too fast and way too crazy. It really makes his company look bad too.
Yeah, I agree. But is the way you're living making Jesus look bad too? Good morning, good afternoon, maybe even good night. My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. If you're a Christian, then the way you live can make Jesus look good, or it could make him look bad. Like if you make fun of other kids, for example, it makes Jesus seem like he could be a bully. Don't make Jesus look bad. Instead, obey him and make him look good. Then other people will see that and be interested in knowing why you are different. Like it says in 2 Peter 3:15 and 16, "Always be ready to answer everyone who asks you to explain about the hope you have, but answer them in a gentle way, with respect." Our story today is called "It Pays to Advertise." Devin's father slammed on the brakes when a van sped by and then cut in front of him. "That van almost got my front fender," Dad exclaimed. "I've been watching him in the mirror. He's been darting in and out of traffic like a maniac." "He's driving a truck from that plumbing company down the street from us," Devin said as the van sped away from them. "Look, on the back it says, 'Call us for fast, courteous service.'" Devin laughed and gathered his books, which had fallen when the car slowed down so suddenly. "If that plumbing company runs their business the way that guy drives, their service may be fast, but not courteous." At dinner that evening, Devin told his mom about the van he and Dad had seen on the way home. "I bet that company loses a lot of business because of the way that guy drives," Devin said. "People who see him on the road won't want him working on their plumbing." "I guess not," Mom said. "He probably doesn't even realize his driving is a bad advertisement for the business." She shook her head. "I think all of us sometimes forget that we advertise everywhere we go. Our words and actions give others impressions about who we say we belong to." Dad nodded. "We're Christians, and people are watching us. That's why the Holy Spirit works in our lives to make us a good advertisement for Jesus. He's helping us grow to be loving and Christ-like so others will be drawn to Jesus, too." "I think I know what you mean," said Devin. "Earlier this week, one of the guys on my basketball team asked me why I didn't push for more court time or get in the other players' faces when they mess up like some of the other guys do. I told him I was a Christian, and being on a team where everyone felt respected and treated fairly was more important to me than winning or being a first-string player. He was kind of taken aback by that and seems interested in knowing more about my faith." "That's great," said Dad. "By putting others before yourself, you're advertising the love Jesus has for us all." So how about you? Are your words and actions a good advertisement for Jesus? If you're a Christian, the Holy Spirit is working in your life so others can see what Jesus is like. When you care for people and treat them with kindness, honesty, and respect, you're showing them the love of Jesus. Advertising is a very powerful tool. Trust God to use you to show others the love He has for them. Our key verse,
2 Corinthians 3:3. "You show that you are Christ's letter, delivered by us, not written with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God."
And our key thought for today, advertise for Jesus. If you love the Keys for Kids stories every day, now you can read them on your Nook or Kindle. It's simple. Grab a parent and go to keysforkids.net, then click shop. Jump into His Word with Keys for Kids and get the ebook at keysforkids.net, then click shop. As always, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.